Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. In today's discussion, dear viewers, Quranic wisdom, the wisdom of Quran, the knowledge of Quran, how Quran guides us. Quran is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is nur and light. There is nothing left in the Holy Quran and how ulamas and scholars and great people from the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam subhanallah would extract valuable lessons from the Quran Pak and mention the wisdom and knowledge of the Quran Pak to the masses out there. We are going to be sharing some of those accounts as well inshallah azza wa jalla to further understand this blessing of Allah azza wa jalla upon the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sit back, relax and enjoy this program, dear viewers. Watch it from beginning to end for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who excessively and abundantly recites durood and salawat upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Who does not want to attain the intercession and shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As we go along in our program, dear viewers, we have a beautiful Naat Khan of Da'awat Islami who will recite the praises of the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Brother Sa'id At-Tari sallamahu al-Bari. And aside from that, we even have a beautiful Madani pearl to share and to discuss. But for now, alhamdulillah, the same Quran which has been revealed upon the last and final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is a medical, dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah, subhanallah. We should know one thing, dear viewers, before we go into the knowledge and wisdom of Quran Pak, that Allah azza wa jalla has stated in the Holy Quran Pak that if this Quran had been revealed on the mountains would perish to dust. It will crumble to dust. This is due to the khashiyat. Allahu Akbar. So this is the reality. Had this kalam of Allah, had this Quran Pak been revealed upon the mountain, it would have perished to dust. But on the other hand, subhanallah, this is the same Quran Pak which had been revealed upon the blessed and illuminated heart of the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is a miracle, dear viewers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would receive wahi, revelation, during his journeys, sometimes in his blessed home. Allahu Akbar. And there were various other forms of revelation. However, the first and foremost haq and right of the Holy Quran Pak. What is the haq and the right of Quran Pak, dear viewers? Ask yourself this question as a ummati. What is the first right of the Holy Quran Pak? And that is to believe and have iman in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is stated in the very first chapter of the Quran Pak, that it is free from every, a person should have no doubt whatsoever in the kalam, in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is compulsory for all Muslims to have belief in all the books that we revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal, as well as all the scriptures, dear viewers, that were revealed to the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. And remember, to deny the revelation of a single book of Allah Azza wa Jal is kufr. However, the difference in the belief regarding all the previous revealed books, scriptures and the Holy Quran Pak is that it is compulsory for one to have ijmali belief in them. Complete, which is of course going to cover all the areas and all the aspects, and there is no doubt in this. Ijmali belief is to believe in Torah, Zabur, Injil, and all the scriptures is haq, it is the truth. Yani all the revealed scriptures and books previously. However, the additions and changes that people had made within those scriptures and books that were revealed, dear viewers, according to their desire, are all false. whereas it is compulsory to have tafsili belief, complete iman and belief in the Holy Quran Pak. From where to where? From which chapter? It is stated from the alif of Alhamd, right to the scene of one nas, every sentence, jihad, every word and every letter of the Holy Quran Pak are all revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal. And they are all the truth, dear viewers. There is no adding into the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla. There is not a single letter that is missing from it or has ever been added to it. Subhanallah. So this is the miracle that for the last 1400 some odd years, not even a single letter or word or harf has been changed. Yehi baat sach hai ki people have spent millions of dollars and pounds to change the wordings of the Quran Pak, the meaning of the Quran Pak, but Allah Azza wa Jalla is the protector himself, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The one who denies even one word, one letter of the Quran Pak is a non-Muslim, a kafir, and has left the folds of Islam. So, dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. On a serious note, we are favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that He Azza wa Jalla given us a timeless book that contains a solution for every single problem. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. For every single problem, for every single matter and issue, whatever it may be, that will take place until the day of Qiyamah, the Quran Pak is the solution for every problem. Our iman and our faith lays in the Quran Pak, only dear viewers of Madani channel. Thus, believe in the Holy Quran Pak, iman of the Quran Pak demands that we make it our peshwa, you know, our leader, subhanallah. The Quran Pak is our guide at every stage of our life. And whenever we face any calamity, any problem, Quran is your guide, subhanallah. Love the Quran. Read the Quran, understand the Quran Pak, dear viewers. The Quran Pak is a glorified and highly, highly dignified book of Allah Azza wa Jal, which contains rulings on halal and haram, you know, quotes of advices and admonition, the events and parables of the blessed Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam and those of the previous nations and ummas, and the details of Jannah and Jahannam. And on the other hand, Allahu Akbar, there are such countless fields of knowledge here in the depths of its underlining meanings, dear viewers, which is beyond imagination, comprehension. If only you would read the tafsir of the Quran Pak, the commentary of the Quran Pak, it will open your heart and your mind to further understand the depth of Quran Pak. Whilst mentioning the great comprehensiveness of the Holy Quran Pak, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated in a narration, he says, Islamic scholars would never be satiated by exploring the Quranic topics. Allahu Akbar. And the Holy Quran Pak will not become stale after being recited again and again and again. And miraculously, topics of the Holy Quran Pak will never ever finish, dear viewers. This is the miracle of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon Rasul Akram, Nuri Mujassam, Shah Bani Adam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. A very famous couplet of an eminent Sufi. He says, all fields of knowledge are there in the Holy Quran Pak, but people's intellect, people's knowledge and intellect is not capable to comprehend them. Allahu Akbar. People's knowledge and intellect is not capable of comprehending what is within the Holy Quran Pak. So, to sum up, the Holy Quran Pak, dear viewers of Madani channel, does not contain the description of any, you know, uloom and ma'rifah, or any uloom or such knowledges, but it also contains vivid details of the whole universe and of each and everything that exists in the universe, dear viewers. This is the Quran. The Holy Quran has comprehensively explained about each and every star of the sky, each and every drop of the ocean, each and everything of the earth, dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, each and every leaf of the tree, each and every aspect of the divine throne and kursi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, each and every corner of the universe has been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak. Jiha, each and every part of the present and past has been mentioned. Each and every issue that is present And each and every incident of the future, Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran Pak, we have left out nothing in this book. Subhanallah. This is the miracle of the Holy Quran Pak that had been revealed upon the final and most beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madini channel, after understanding all of this, this fact should be kept in your mind. That this distinctive excellence of the Holy Quran Pak is not for me and for you or for the common man, dear viewers, but the full exposure of its distinctive attribute of the Holy Quran Pak is specifically for our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has fully, comprehensively understood all the topics and meanings of the Holy Quran Pak. After the complete revelation of the Holy Quran Pak, no item of the universe and no past, present or future event has been hidden from the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has complete and perfect information of every seen and unseen thing. Ha, Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla again in the Holy Quran Pak says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And we have sent down this Quran upon you, which is a clear explanation of all things. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, there is nothing left, brothers in Islam. Aaj tak, one of the miracles of the Quran Pak is that, subhanallah, you may not understand the meaning, lekin lutfata. Itna maza aata hai, subhanallah, dil ko, ruh ko. A person's iman increases when he hears the ayat of the Quran Pak. Can any person speak in any other language aur aapko maza aa jaye? Koi Chinese mein baat kare, koi aisi zuban mein baat kare ki aapko samajh bhi na aaye aur aapko lutf aa raha ho. Even if that person is reciting something as praises, you might not know because you don't know the meaning. But the miracle of the Quran is such that, brothers in Islam, subhanallah, the Quran says, those who have complete faith in Allah Azza wa Jal, yani those who have complete iman, jiska iman mukammal ho, to uska sign ye hai ki jab wo ayat sunte hain to unke iman mein izafa hota hai. Subhanallah, the iman increases when they hear the ayat and verses of Quran Pak. May Allah Kareem have mercy on our state, dear viewers, for at many places when the Quran is recited, there is disrespect shown to the Quran Pak, whereas people engage in worldly conversations. The Quran is recited, others will recite with the reciter instead of listening to what the reciter is reciting and remain silent for as long as the Quran is being recited. Respect the Quran Pak. This is from amongst the rites of the Quran, that we recite the Quran, we love the Quran, and we make amal upon the hukum and teachings of the Holy Quran Pak. These are from amongst the hukuk and rights of the Quran, dear viewers. Hi, 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 subhanallah. Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would daily hold the Quran, the Mus'haf. He would kiss the Quran. This is his way of expressing his love for the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he would place it above his head and cry immensely and mention that this is the words and the kalam of my Rabb Azza wa Jal. What attachment with the Quran Ipa. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So, by virtue of the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, some blessed saints and eminent Islamic scholars have also received knowledge as per, you know, their abilities and capabilities from these spiritual fields of knowledge. Subhanallah. Some of these fields of knowledge are, you know, present in hundreds of thousands of pages of books. And other informations aren't even printed till today. Ki dunya ko pata hi nahi hai. Subhanallah. What ilm and what knowledge is there. So what information has reached us? It has reached us. Otherwise, there is so much of other knowledge which we have no knowledge about, dear viewers. So from time to time, the Ummah will continue extracting such wisdom and such lessons and morals from the Quran Pak. And this will continue from generation to generation. It's a miracle of the Quran. If somebody asks you, what is the miracle of the Prophet in this century, in this era? Then the subut and the dalil and the evidence to his prophecy is the fact that the Quran was revealed upon him, subhanallah. And to date, there is no jawab and there is no answer to the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. This will befit every zamana, every century coming until the day of Qiyamah. It is a miracle, dear viewers. Miracle, subhanallah. Now listen to to this beautiful verse in which Allah Azza wa Jalla states, and we're going to discuss the translation from Kanzul Irfan. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, listen to what Allah Azza wa Jalla says. Soon we shall show them our signs in the horizons and within themselves until it is absolutely clear to them that it is the truth. Does it not suffice that your Lord is a witness over everything? Hi, hi, hi. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he writes in his commentary that Allah Azza wa Jalla will disclose the great and the open signs of the treasures of his divine words of Quran Pak in the world as well as within yourselves. Allahu Akbar. Through which it will be clearly discovered and unfolded that the Quran Pak is true. You are going to see the signs. You will see the predictions. There are such miracles in the Quran Pak that will perpetually occur, dear viewers. The Quranic prophecies. Allahu Akbar. Challenging the linguists of Arabia to terribly fail in order. Allahu Akbar. To attempting to fabricating a speech more beautiful than that of Allah Azza wa Jalla's Kalam. And it did happen as predicted by the Quran Pak. But guess what, dear viewers? Those people that tried to bring a verse equivalent to the Kalam of Allah Azza wa Jalla had failed. They were unable to produce even a single verse like that of the Kalam of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It was an open challenge, and the Quran mentioned this, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Quran made the statement that Allah Azza wa Jalla is its protector. So it will be safe from any alterations like those that occurred in other revealed books. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We are so proud that not even a single letter has been changed. It is purely in its revealed texture. And it can never be changed. Guess why? Because Allah Himself is the protector of the Quran. The Quran gave futuristic predictions about the Romans being victorious against the Persian within a few years. Have you not studied history, dear viewers, to see whatever the Quran had predicted came out to be true? How they had victories? What type of victories occurred in this world, dear viewers? Whatever the Quran had predicted and mentioned came out to be true. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We are the followers of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are Muslims and we are so fortunate that Allah Azza wa Jalla had revealed this kalam upon his beloved Habib for our guidance, which is the praises of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. There are much more narrations that we would like to narrate, dear viewers of Madani channel. But I guess the time has come now. Beautiful kalam that's entitled Salam Arz Karna. And when we do return, dear viewers, we are to continue with our discussion. Stay locked and tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
راہی شہر مدینے نو جان والے تو مصطفیٰ نو میرا سلام آکھی ہاتھ جوڑ کے پہلو سلام آکھی تے پھر ادب دے نال میرا نام آکھی سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا مسافر مدینے شہر جان والے مسافر مدینے شہر جان والے میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا تو تک تک کے او روزے دی جالیانو تو تک تک کے او روزے دی جالیانو تیرو رو کے میرا سلام عرض کرنا 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 سلام عرض کرنا
مدینے دن یاد آ ستاوے مدینے دن یاد آ ستاوے میرے دل نو ایک پل بھی نہ چین آوے میرے دل نو ایک پل بھی نہ چین آوے خدا واسطے اے مدینے دے راہی خدا واسطے اے مدینے دے راہی میرے دل دی حالت تمام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
سنو میری زاری مدینے بلا لو سنو میری زاری مدینے بلا لو یا دل نو ہی میرے مدینہ بنا دو یا دل نو ہی میرے مدینہ بنا دو مدینے شہر تو بڑی دور آقا مدینے شہر تو بڑی دور آقا تڑپ دائے تیرا غلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
اے گزریے وچ تانگ دے عمر ساری ہے گزریے وچ تانگ دے عمر ساری مقدر دے مارے دی آئی نواری مقدر دے مارے دی آئی نواری تو دربار محبوب رب الاولا سے تو دربار محبوب رب الاولا سے بلاوے لئی میرا وینا عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
جے ہو سکے روزے تے میرے وی ولوں گھڑی پل صلاۃ و سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. MashaAllah, dear viewers of Madani channel, I hope that you have enjoyed this beautiful recitation in the court of Mustafa Jan-e Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we were having such a beautiful discussion prior to the kalam, dear viewers, and that was in regards to the knowledge and wisdom of Qur'an-e Pak. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The Holy Qur'an-e Pak predicted that believers will elect righteous caliphs, which they did, and elected the four Khulafai Rashidin. The Khulafai Rashidin, Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu an, Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu an, as well as Hazrat Sayyidina Mushkil Kusha Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. These four righteously guided khalifs in Islam, it had been predicted about the khalifs in Islam being righteous khalifs. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. The world has seen the Quranic predictions coming true from time to time, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. And we will continue to witness this. For those that live until the last day would also witness that to be coming true, dear viewers. Because this is a miracle. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. You know, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to be such an ardent enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that one day he left home with the intention to assassinate him. We all know the story, dear viewers. He was the 40th person, according to some narrations, to embrace Islam. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu an, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He was told by some person that you intend to take the life of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this way you would cause harm to Islam. But before you do that, why don't you go and take khabar and news from your sister as to if iman has entered into their hearts. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to his home and found that his brother-in-law and his sister had embraced Islam. Yes, dear viewers, you know the entire waqia, the entire account of the second khalifa in Islam, what motivated him to become Muslim. At the end, when he heard the recitation of Qur'an-e Pak, prior to that, he beat his sister. He beat his brother-in-law with... But when he calmed down and when he heard some ayat of the Qur'an-e Pak, something reflected in his heart. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. And the Qur'anic ayat had caused a sudden change in his heart. Instantly, dear viewers. And thereafter, he embraced Islam. He became a Muslim. It was the words of the Qur'an-e Pak, as I said, that others who don't even understand the meaning of the Qur'an-e Pak, when they would listen to the ayat and Qur'an, their iman will increase and many such people even become Muslim. Yaha, South Africa ka ek border country hai, Lesotho. Allahu Akbar. And in the border country of South Africa, which is known as Lesotho or Lesotho, in this country there was a brother who was studying with me in South Africa, and he said to me that his mother was a non-believer. Unki maa musalman nahi thi. But because somebody had sent him to the Uloom, Darul Uloom Jami'a, he studied to become a hafiz of the Qur'an-e Pak. He became a Muslim because of Muslim friends. Bachpan hi kaalam tha. Aur jab ye bada hua, to because of suhba and company of the Muslims, some donor, some person, some righteous man, then sponsored his tickets and allowed for him to become a hafiz of the Qur'an-e Pak in some Islamic institute. And one day he was reciting the Qur'an-e Pak in his home, in his country. His mother was a non-believer. He says, I recited one para, jaise main dor pad raha tha, dor kar raha tha, aur padhne ke baad, jab main apne maa se salam karne gaya, I saw that she was crying. And she said, beta, mujhe kuch nahi pata tum kya pad rahe the, mujhe kuch andaza nahi hai ki tum kya kis cheez ki tilawat kar rahe the, lekin itna pata hai ki jo bhi tha wo sach tha. Whatever it is the truth, because it has penetrated and made home in my heart. Beta, mujhe aisa feel ho raha ki main kalma pad lu, main musalman ho jao, main iman le aao. She did not even understand Arabic, dear viewers, but because of the recitation of Qur'an-e Pak, it made home in her heart and changed the dark heart into a lightened one. illuminated one with iman, with faith. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the blessings of Quran Pak, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. So likewise, dear viewers, you will find many such narrations and many such statements of our highest predecessors, Allahu Akbar, that subhanallah will continue to bless this ummah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now let's look at, you know, the fact that Qur'an Pak is shifa. Yes, cure is also obtained from Qur'an Pak. Hazrat Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated that Surah Al-Fatiha contains the cure for all sorts of diseases. If one has any problem, any illness which can never be curable, which can't be cured, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala had mentioned that recites Surah Al-Fatiha 41 times with Tasmiyah, which is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, between Sunnah of the Fard of the Fajr Salah. Yani between the Sunnah and the Fard of the Fajr Salah, 41 times Surah Al-Fatiha should be recited and blown on the patient. That person will most definitely, through the barakah and blessings of Quran Pak, be cured. Allahu Akbar. So, mariz ko rakhe samne mein aur aap ye dam kare 41 times padhne ke baad. This is the blessings of Surah Al-Fatiha. Of course, one has to be nek, pious, muttaqi, taqwa wala. Then, inshallah, azzawajalla, the recitation of Quran Pak will have mu'asar on the zaban. With the same zaban and tongue that we recite the Quran, we should not speak lies, we should not cheat with the same tongue, we should not swear and speak foul language with people, dear viewers. This is very, very important. However, Al-Fatihatu shifa'un min kulli da'a. Surah Al-Fatiha is the shifa, is the cure for all sorts of calamities and diseases, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Ayatul Kursi, which we all often recite, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once appointed him to guard the crops. So he says that during the night there came a mehan and he tried to actually steal the crops. But Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu caught the person. What he was going to do? He began to cry and he begged him to have mercy because of his family. And they were in need of him. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu let him go. The next day, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, subhanallah, came and he asked about the thief of last night. Where is the chore? Where is the thief? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu then of course said to him that the thief had lied and will come again. So the thief appeared again and the same had happened. After Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu felt sorry for him, and the next day he reported the same to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the thief came during the third night and was caught again for the third time, he begged for mercy, but this time Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not let him go. But then he told Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu a secret if he lets him go. Allahu Akbar. He's telling a secret to a Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu wanted to know the secret. So he told him that if he goes to bed after reciting Ayatul Kursi, Allah Almighty will appoint an angel for his safety throughout the night, and no shaitan will come close to him all night long. So when he narrated the whole incident to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the next day he sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, though he is a big liar, but he has spoken the truth. Allahu Akbar. Do you know who you have been dealing with these past 3 nights? He replied, no, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had stated, he is shaitan. He came to steal the crops thrice, 3 nights in a row. And he was caught. And Allahu Akbar, though he is the biggest liar, but he has also spoken the truth. So this is the blessings of Quran Pak, dear viewers. When you leave your home, recite Ayatul Kursi. After your Fard Salah, recite Ayatul Kursi if possible. Before going to bed, recite Ayatul Kursi. There are some surahs of the Quran Pak which you should recite and then see its blessings. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki? You know, another beautiful incident which I would love to share with the viewers of Madani channel is the story of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar. And it is stated that once Isa alayhi salatu wasalam walked past a grave and he saw that the deceased was being punished. But when the very same Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla returned from his journey and when he passed by the same grave again, he saw the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla was showering upon the very same qabr. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was astonished to see that this is the case. So he asked Allah Azza wa Jalla to help him understand the situation. Allah Azza wa Jalla replied, this man was a sinner, which is why he was captured in torment. But when he passed away, جب اس شخص کا انتقال ہوا, his wife was pregnant and today his child went to madrasa and recited بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله أكبر. I felt merciful towards him. I felt merciful towards him while his own blood is chanting my name in the world. How can such a person be punished when his son is chanting my name, who is Rahman and Rahim, yet his father is being tormented? Thus I had forgiven him. I had forgiven him. He is forgiven. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Through the blessings of Bismillah. Jab Bismillah ki barkate hai, subhanallah, then what can be said about the rest of the entire Quran? Jab Bismillah padhne se, a person can be forgiven. And what can be said about the one who recites and practices the rest of the entire Quran, dear viewers? So, this is where we are, dear viewers, that we are living in a time where we should pay heed to all these matters and we should try our level best to, subhanallah, understand the teachings of the Holy Quran. And now I would like to share a few more, subhanallah, and a humble appeal to the viewers of Madani channel at the end, because the Quran is the solution to every problem. We had discussed this in the very beginning of the program. It is the solution to every issue and matter that you have in your life. Yahan tak ki agar aapko bahut ghussa hai aur aap apne ghusse ko kabu mein nahi kar pa rahe, some great Sufi and Ikram have stated that recite Quran Pak, your anger will come to the bottom. Allahu Akbar. Some have said, make wudu. Some have said, place your cheeks on the soil and your anger will subside, because the soil shall also remind you that you are created from dust and you are to perish as well. Allahu Akbar. But reciting the Quran is full of blessings, dear viewers. Hazrat Sayyidina Bara bin Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that somebody was reciting Suratul Kahf whilst an animal was tied up in the house. Suddenly the animal began to bark and the person saw that there was a cloud which was covering it. The person mentioned this incident to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who stated, oh so and so, recite the Quran, because this is sakina, peace, which descends during the recitation of Quran Pak. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Mu'az bin Anas Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites from the beginning and from the end of Suratul Kahf, there will be noor, yani light, from his head to toe. And whoever recites the entire surah, there will be noor from the earth to the sky for that person. Have you heard or read about any other book ki us kitab padhne se aasman se noor nazil ho? Have you heard about any other kitab? Jab us kitab ko padhe to har harf ke badle aapko 10 nekiyan milegi. Have you heard about any other book, dear viewers? If there is any book, it is Quran al-Kareem. It is the holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalam of our Rabb. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And right at the end, dear viewers of Madani channel, I want to present one more narration narrated by Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, great Sahabi of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has reported that Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever recites Surah Kahf on a Friday, a noor is illuminated for him between two Jummah, two Fridays. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, the barakah of Surah Kahf, the barakah of Surah Yasin, the barakah of Surah Muzzammil, all these fuyus and barakat, subhanallah, we can receive if we have some sort of relationship with the Quran Pak. And I'm requesting the viewers not to establish this relation only in the month of Ramadan, but keep this friendship and attachment with Quran Pak till the moment you enter your qabr. Because the same Quran will aid and help you in the grave, and the same Quran Pak will intercede for you in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. We have come to the end of the program. We say shukran to all our respected audience, our viewers of Madani Channel, our directors, mashallah, and our local and international team, mashallah, alhamdulillah. May Allah Kareem bless all our viewers and our directors. We have come to the end of the program. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom,